It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, is COVID, as the Omicron variant is stirring things up around the world. The CEO of Moderna, Stéphane Bancel, tanked shares of stock in his own company on Tuesday when he told an interviewer from the Financial Times in London that he expects vaccines will struggle to stop the Omicron variant. This is just admitting what experts have been saying since it was discovered last week, because the spike protein is so heavily mutated. Bancel said that it may take months before pharmaceutical companies can manufacture new variant-specific jabs at scale. This is like trying to hit a target where the goalposts are constantly moving. Again, this is what coronaviruses do. They mutate. They mutate rapidly, and trying to keep up with it with a vaccine is highly unlikely. Anyway, most experts believed that such a highly mutated variant of the SARS-2 virus wouldn't appear for another year or two, and yet here we are already just 18 months in. Again, as I said, not likely that you're going to get a vaccine that will be effective and remain effective as these new variants emerge. That's what RNA-based viruses do. Meanwhile, the so-called revolutionary COVID drug from Merck, Molnupiravir, all these antivirals sound like they've got names that come right from Middle Earth. Molnupiravir may not be the kill shot against COVID that we were hoping for. An FDA advisory committee did vote 13 to 10 earlier this week in support of the FDA approving the drug, which was introduced to the public a couple of months ago with blockbuster test results. But there were some critics who say that they glossed over some of the dangerous safety risks found during the trials. Some scientists are worried that molnupiravir, which works by incorporating itself into the genetic material of the virus and then causing an even larger number of mutations as the virus replicates, effectively killing it. But in some lab tests, the drug has also shown the ability to integrate itself into the material, the genetic material of mammalian cells. And we humans being mammals, this could be problematic. Theoretically, bottom line, theoretically, molnupiravir could lead to cancer or birth defects. Human cells, if they're replicating and mutating, that's what you call cancer or birth defect in a developing embryo. Anyway, last week, Merck said that a final analysis found the drug to be about 30% effective at reducing the risk of hospitalization and death in high-risk people. This is less than the 50% efficacy they claimed at first. And while the FDA is not obligated to follow the recommendation of its advisory group, it generally does so. We'll keep an eye on this. Speaking of the science, trademark, I told you last week about a recently released study presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions meeting. This study found that the risk of developing heart diseases increases between 11 and 25% in patients who receive an mRNA vaccine. That would be Moderna or Pfizer. However, this is apparently not the only study that found the connection between the mRNA vaccine and the increased risk of heart attacks down the road, but it's the only one that's been released. Last week, British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra went on GB News and said that he'd been contacted by another researcher at a prestigious UK institution that told him they'd done research in his department and found similar results to the study presented at the American Heart Association meeting. The thing is this. According to Dr. Malhotra, this institution has decided not to publish its findings because it's afraid it will lose research funding. In other words, they're working for the pharmaceutical companies, not for the good of the people who take the products produced by the pharmaceutical companies. Topic number 4 today, medical tyranny. Several items here, so we'll kind of bullet point these. In Europe, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's time for the European Union to think about making COVID vaccines mandatory across the entire EU. This comes after Austria announced plans to make vaccines mandatory for all eligible citizens in February, and an aide to incoming German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says that he wants to follow suit. Here in the U.S., popular investment show host Jim Cramer, host of Mad Money, he's calling on the Biden administration to use the military to administer vaccines to the hesitant or unwilling. Los Angeles has, by the way, rolled out its vaccine requirement to go inside restaurants, movie theaters, hair and nail salons, and other businesses. In Canada, citizens over the age of 12 who are not vaccinated may no longer board a plane or a train. In Australia, a police manhunt was launched to track down three teenage boys who climbed a fence to escape from a COVID quarantine camp. This one here, a former mining camp, now used to house up to 2,000 people in quarantine. Police were stopping cars at checkpoints around the camp. They finally tracked them down, brought them back, where they tested negative for the virus. In New Zealand, some good news. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has made a very exciting announcement for Kiwis who are cowering in fear of the Rona. And I'm quoting now from her press conference. "I know this is a question many Aucklanders have. You can now see family and friends again in their home and use the bathroom inside. Luxury." I may have missed something here. Did the previous COVID guidelines from the New Zealand government require you to use the bathroom outside when you visited friends? I mean, luxury to use the bathroom inside? I mean, I know people, family members who grew up using the outdoor commode, the outhouse, but in most advanced civilizations anymore, indoor plumbing is sort of considered standard. What is going on in Australia and New Zealand? One bit of good news, actual good news here in the United States, a pair of rulings by federal judges temporarily halted parts of the Biden administration's plan to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for certain workers. One ruling issued by a Louisiana-based federal judge blocked a vaccine mandate for health workers across the entire country at hospitals that receive federal funding. A second ruling by a Kentucky-based federal judge paused the administration's vaccine mandate for federal contractors in the states of Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. Now, the ruling from the Louisiana-based judge dovetails with a ruling Monday by another federal judge in St. Louis that blocked the mandate for health workers in 10 states. The ruling Tuesday from Louisiana makes that freeze national. Topic number three, the Lolita Express. As the Ghislaine Maxwell trial continues, Jeffrey Epstein's former pilot, his plane dubbed the Lolita Express because of the number of young girls that were passengers. The pilot remembering several high-profile passengers that were on the plane while under oath. On Tuesday, pilot Larry Vysotsky Jr. asked to describe his experience, to which he said, "I remember President Trump, but not many people associated with him," adding that he also flew Bill Clinton like 26 times. Kevin Spacey, violinist Itzhak Perlman, and former Senator John Glenn. Also, Prince Andrew, who the FBI would like to speak to. To be clear, Trump and Epstein were known to have associated in the same circles in Manhattan in the 90s. The Daily Mail reports that Trump had flown in Epstein's plane from Palm Beach, where both of them had homes, to Newark back in 1997. In other words, Trump did not fly to the island. Trump severed his relationship with Epstein and banned him from Mar-a-Lago after Epstein was caught trying to recruit a towel girl in the early 2000s. This was before Epstein was convicted for child prostitution. Topic number two, virtual real estate. Times are changing. Last week, a Canadian investment firm focused on crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, announced it had just closed the largest metaverse land acquisition in history through a subsidiary that focuses on buying virtual real estate. The portfolio spans several different virtual worlds and is reportedly worth in excess of seven figures. This land acquisition in the form of 116 parcels, each equivalent to 52.5 square feet. It's a total of 6,090 square feet of land. That's the size of a small subdivision lot, about 60 by 100. A little bigger than a basketball court, and they paid $2.4 million for it. $2.4 million. This particular piece of virtual real estate is located in Decentraland, on their Fashion Street district. The space will be used, they say, to facilitate fashion shows and commerce within the exploding digital fashion industry. And it would be really easy to look at this and just think, okay, the emperor's new clothes. But this is where big money is banking human civilization. They're essentially betting that we will voluntarily sign up for the Matrix. Coming up, woke ecology. Woke ecology. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, don't call them invasive. It might hurt their feelings. Seriously, Vox, which is a left-wing news site, wants us to stop using the term invasive species to refer to plant or animal life that's moved into a territory where it is not native and crowds out the native species. From the article, I quote, "For example, invasives can be considered a threat not only by killing or outcompeting native species, but also by mating with them. To protect the genetic integrity of species, conservationists often go to extraordinary lengths to prevent animals from hybridizing, etc. But the bottom line is they want us to stop using the term invasive because, quote, it bears uncomfortable parallels to Western preoccupations with racial purity that only recently went out of fashion," end quote. Apparently, it's speciesist. I challenge you to tell anyone who's connected to the $7 billion a year fishing industry around America's Great Lakes and try to convince them that the Asian carp is not an invasive species. I almost forgot. In April, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department announced it was no longer going to call the Asian carp the Asian carp because that's offensive to Asian people. We are now going to call it the invasive carp. I guess it's now back to the drawing board. At Skywatch TV, we've got an opportunity for you to get help us complete the construction projects for next year's campers at Whispering Ponies Ranch. The children brought to us by Royal Family Kids, children in foster care age 9 to 11, and at the same time, get a copy of the Defender Family Bible for your home. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which when we offered it several years ago, sold out in just a matter of weeks. A hardback edition, King James Version with the expanded Apocrypha, including the Book of First Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, Book of Jasher, and a large print edition, which is really handy when you get to be of a certain age. This can be yours when you donate to the Friends of the Children special offer. For your gift of $300 or more, we will send you a gift box that includes a Whispering Ponies Ranch calendar, keychain, coffee mug, Joe Horn's This Time Around music disc, and Believe me, as a former top 40 radio program director, I can attest to the quality of Joe's music. He is world class. And a copy of the Defender Family Bible. For your gift of $300 or more, for your gift of $1,000 or more, all of that plus an invitation to attend a taping at the new Skywatch TV studio, an invitation to join our sponsors, our pony sponsors at our banquet during the 2022 Defender Conference, an invitation to tour Whispering Ponies Ranch in the fall of 2022, and join us for a group photograph of sponsors, the staff at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and the team here at Skywatch TV. You can find out more and donate online by going to skywatchtvstore.com and looking for the Friends of the Children special offer, or call our office during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. The Skywatch TV Virtual Conference, the Defender Conference, countdown continues through January 15th. You've still got 6 weeks to binge watch the presentations and the explosive new documentary, The Great Delusion, blowing the lid off the UFO disclosure movement. Through January 15th, watch these presentations and the film as often as you like, in any order you like. You can find out more and sign up online at defenderconference.com. But if you want to watch The Great Delusion for as little as just $3, you get 7 days access to that film or any most of the films produced by Skywatch TV over the last 6 years. Skywatchfilms.com is the website. Besides The Great Delusion, we've got Tom Horn's really eye-opening presentation, The Secret Destiny of America, on the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. and the United States Capitol. The award-winning films Silent Cry, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and of course our Wars of the Gods series of tour videos. We call them travelogumentaries. All of that available and more, and each one available for either a 7-day rental period or unlimited access. The title's available for as little as $2.95. You can find out more online at skywatchfilms.com. If you want to know what we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch and why we're asking you to partner with us in supporting the work there, I invite you to watch this week's broadcast program, and actually the last couple of weeks as well. Special guest Wayne Tesh, the founder of Royal Family Kids, joins Nita Horn, the CEO of Whispering Ponies Ranch. They discuss the work and why it is so important, how you can change the life of a child in desperate need. You find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV for the over-the-air weekly program online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got our app for Roku or Apple TV, will broadcast as soon as you click the button. You can also download our free mobile app into your smartphone or tablet, which not only gets you all of our video content, not just for Skywatch TV, but all of our new programs as well. That includes Simply His, the women's program, our health show hosted by Charisse Parton, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, featuring this week a discussion with Aaron Lipkin on the fascinating archaeology of the Holy Land. Not only all of that, you also get free excerpts from my new book, Second Coming of Saturn, right in your smartphone or tablet. Look under the News tab there for that. This app works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. It is absolutely free, and we got the link to the app stores posted to make it easy for you to download the one that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.